Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the sheep industry and the things you guys are asking for there.
Well, our U.S. sheep industry is the first livestock sector in America to be outsourced, because now consumers rely more upon foreign-sourced lamb than our beleaguered sheep industry can anymore produce. We've seen a drastic reduction in the inventory of sheep in the United States. After World War II, we had around 50 million head. Today, we have only 5 million head left. In just the last 30 years, we've reduced the size of our sheep inventory by 62%. We wiped out 60% of all of the full-time sheep producers with a flock size of over 100 head. And right now, 74% of the lamb and mutton consumed in America is actually foreign sourced. So no longer can U.S. consumers rely upon the U.S. sheep industry to satisfy that very important protein staple. And so the sheep industry is in need of some remedy, some relief from these excessive imports that have inundated the United States. And we filed a petition with the U.S. Trade Representative's office seeking an investigation to determine if these imports are in fact a substantial cause of serious injury to the U.S. sheep industry.
And, you know, we've kind of seen the number of cattle in the U.S. has also fallen here. Is that something that you guys kind of see a trend between the two, a relationship there?
Absolutely. We see the sheep industry as the canary in the coal mine for the cattle industry, because sheep are very similar to cattle in terms of their biological characteristics. And the market structure in the sheep industry is similar to the cattle industry. And as we see the sheep industry being decimated by imports, we now know for a fact that imports can destroy a domestic supply chain for red meat. And the sheep industry is the one that has the most alarming situation, or is facing the most alarming situation right now. And so we need to focus our efforts on the sheep industry, establish a precedent, because the relief needed is some form of quantity restrictions on the volume of imports coming into this country. And once we were able to achieve that with the sheep, we will need to likewise do it with the cattle, because cattle are experiencing the same situation, but not to the same degree as the sheep industry right now. The sheep industry is further ahead in terms of being literally destroyed by unregulated imports.
And so just thinking back to some things we've seen recently, you know, there's been some investments in things like that into developing trade relationships and whatnot. Is that something that you guys are hoping kind of helps, or could maybe help some of the sheep industry if people take advantage of that, and kind of, you know, some renewed work towards that sort of a thing?
Well, for the sheep industry, for example, because the U.S. dollar is so strong as compared to other countries that export lamb, mutton, and sheep to the United States, the U.S. sheep producer does not have much of an opportunity to engage in the export market. And then we look at the differences in production costs around the world, and we see that in Australia, for example, and New Zealand, they're able to use predator control that has been banned in the United States for many, many years. Not completely banned, but banned to the extent that it is no longer useful. And so Compound 1080, for example, is widely used in Australia and New Zealand, a very effective predator control tool. Our domestic producers do not have the ability to do that. And as a result, we are importing lamb and mutton from a country that continues to engage in practices that have been prohibited in the United States. And that's simply unfair, and is a does not represent a level playing field. And then you enter into this the currency evaluation differences. That too places an unfair burden upon U.S. sheep producers. And so we can't have just rely upon export markets as we have for decades. Our exclusive reliance on export markets is why the sheep industry is in the dire condition it is today, and why the cattle industry is shrinking. What we need to realize is that this is a national security issue. The United States needs to maintain a domestic supply chain for important foodstuffs like red meat protein. And the only way we can do that is if our producers can be protected from lower cost products that are produced under substandard conditions, and they essentially displace the domestic product in the U.S. marketplace. So we have to change our thought process. We have to revisit the use of tariffs and tariff rate quotas as a legitimate economic tool to maintain a viable domestic meat production system in the United States in order to meet our national security interests.
And I think you've already kind of covered this and sort of answered the question I'm going to ask here, but just to make sure we cover all the bases. So how are these other countries producing this output cheaper than what we can here?
Well, if we look at the environmental standards and labor standards around the world, we have in the United States some of the highest standards in the world, and those highest standards come with a cost. So our producers have higher costs in terms of production than in other countries. And the example is that in Australia and New Zealand, they are able to use predator controls that have been banned in the United States. And so while consumers, you know, may feel good about no longer using compound 1080 on a widely used basis to protect against predators, Australia and New Zealand are still doing it. So rather than, so what's happening is we're importing the very production practices that have been, that the United States has decided they no longer want to use. That's just one example. Another problem that we have is the distortions of the global marketplace. We have high concentration in the packing sector, including in the sheep sector, and JBS, the world's largest packer, is also the world's largest meat processor in Australia and exporter from Australia. And so our producers are having to compete in an environment in which you know, you have just a handful of packers and many, many producers, and the packers have tremendous leverage over the marketplace. And then the third factor is the currency valuation. When the Australian dollar is valued at only about 70 cents of the U.S. dollar, that gives an inherent advantage to exporters in Australia to penetrate the U.S. market. And that's what we've seen. We've seen an absolute explosion in lamb and mutton imports from Australia and New Zealand just since 2012, so over the past decade. And the increase has been significant. And so, and at the same time, we've had domestic consumption of lamb has increased. So as domestic consumption increases, we are increasing the volume of imports, and we are actually reducing domestic production. In other words, we are, our sheep industry continues to shrink in the face of strong consumer demand and willingness to purchase lamb. So we have a serious problem. The market structure is broken, and this is the sheep industry is just the prime example of how we have been on the wrong track for decades, that we need to revisit how we maintain our national food security interests in the United States.
And with this investigation, what's the hopeful outcome and hopeful, I guess, maybe a find of a solution?
Well, what the industry will need to prove in this investigation is that imports are a substantial cause of serious injury to the U.S. sheep industry. If we prevail in establishing that fact, then the U.S. Trade Representative's office has the ability to impose quantity restrictions in the form of tariffs or tariff rate quotas. And those are the same tools, economic tools, that we presently use for our U.S. peanut industry and our U.S. sugar industry. It's been long recognized that the U.S. producer, given those factors we talked about, is not competing on a level playing field globally. And therefore, we must establish a space within which our domestic industry can remain viable. And that's what a tariff rate quota does. It limits the volume of imports that can come into this country under a reduced tariff framework. And once that volume is exceeded, then significantly high tariffs are imposed in order to deter any further imports coming into the country. And that's what we hope to accomplish with this investigation. And then we want to follow that with permanent legislation. That's the ultimate solution here, is we need Congress to establish a tariff rate quota system for the sheep industry to provide the sheep industry with sufficient space so that they can begin to rebuild their dilapidated industry.
All right. Any other details you want to make sure we share here before we let you go?
I think we've covered it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Again, Bill Bullard joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.